finish the Psalms one day. We hit them from time to time, a few here and a few there, and before you know it, we'll be at the end of the book. Psalm 93, this is a relatively short psalm. We don't really know who wrote this psalm, but it's a good psalm. So let's pray, and we'll get started. God, we come to you. We thank you for the freedom to come into this place tonight to worship you. I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit would be among us. I pray that you free the distractions of the world from our minds tonight, dear Lord, that in these few moments we would gain strength from your word. I pray that you would help us to stay focused, dear Lord, and that your Holy Spirit would speak to us and that we would listen to your word, gain strength from it, and live by it. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 93, verse 1. The Lord reigns. Now, we can stop there for a moment. Just the first three words of this psalm are a good reminder to us in our life that the Lord is the one who reigns. The Lord is the one who is in control. Sometimes we need to be reminded of that. Sometimes life is difficult. Sometimes life is tough. Sometimes we wonder how we're going to make it. We wonder what's going to go on in our world, in our lives, whatever it may be. But we need to remember that the Lord reigns, that no matter what we see in this world, no matter what occurs, the Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, enveloped in strength. Now, this is a beautiful imagery here. We think about the Lord being strong. And this language here, that he is robed in majesty, that he is enveloped in strength, which is good for us because a lot of times we are weak. We go through life and life is very difficult. We go through hard times and we just wonder how we're going to make it through, how we're going to get through these difficulties we may be up against. But we need to remember that it is the Lord's strength that will help us to overcome whatever we are up against. So there may be things in your life that you say, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this, or there's no way I'm going to make it through this. And if we were left to our own strength, that would be true. There would be some things in our life that we simply could not make it through. But I suspect for probably most of you in here, if not everybody, you can probably think back to a time in your life where when something occurred, you thought to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it. But through prayer, through you seeking the Lord, through brothers and sisters in Christ praying for you, you were able to make it. And you're still able to make it through things that you never dreamed that you could make it through. And that is because the Lord's strength is great. So the Lord is enveloped in strength. He's robed in majesty. He is the one who reigns. He is the one who we come here to worship tonight. And it's important for us to ask this question, is the Lord reigning in your life? Is the Lord of your life today? Is he your source of strength today? Because if he's not, then there is no strength, because it's only the Lord's strength that can help us to overcome those things that we come up against. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. Now, this is a good verse for us to consider, but at the same time, we look around at our world today and sometimes it seems as though the world is shaken. Sometimes we see things go on that are really bad and that are really horrible and that are really painful, and we may wonder, what's going on? Is God aware of what's going on? Is God paying attention? Does God care? But we need to be reminded of the fact that there is nothing that occurs that God does not allow to occur. And we need to remember that nothing occurs that God does not allow to occur. Now, that brings up another question that may be hard for us to wrap our heads around too. And that is, well, if everything can only occur because God allows it, then why does God allow some of the things to occur that he allows to occur? Well, that's a question that may not have an easy answer. But we just have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not rely on our own understanding. And what we can know is that everything that the Lord allows, it is for the good of his kingdom. That everything the Lord allows, it is to maximize those who are going to enter into his kingdom. So while we may say if only good happened all the time, then certainly that may result in more people coming into the kingdom of God. Well, that's likely not the case. Because when do we seek God the most? We usually seek God the most when we're in the most difficult times. We seek God the most when there is no hope in anything else. And so maybe God allows things to happen in our lives and in our world to get people's attention, to remind people that He is the one who reigns, that He is the one who is in control, that He is the only one who has the strength to deliver us. Nonetheless, there are still difficult things that go on in this world, but what we must remember is that God is in control. And there is nothing that happens apart from God. There is nothing that happens that God does not know about. And one day all this old world is going to be said and done for us. And one day we're going to stand in the presence of God. And that's going to be a good day. But until that day comes, while we live in this world, we must know that we serve a God who is the ruler of everything that takes place. He is the one that allows everything to take place. And He is the one who is in control. Verse 2, your throne has been established from the beginning. You are from eternity. So God has always been. He will always be. He has always been on the throne. He has always been the one who has ruled. He has always been the one who is in control. That is the Lord that we serve. So no matter what happens in this world, God has always been and God will always be. God is the only thing that is eternal, that has always been, that will always be. Now, you and I, we will have eternal life when we leave this old world. And one day when we leave this old world, one day this old world will be gone. But God will be eternal. We need to not forget that truth. Verse 3, the floods have lifted up, Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves, greater than the roar of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is majestic. Now, we see this language about floods, and you know, oftentimes we may talk about, you know, storms in our life. We use that kind of language. We understand that when floods come or waters raise, we understand the power of water, floods in a raging sea and waves that are tossing and turning. That is a powerful force, maybe one of the most powerful forces on this earth. I mean, you think about the millions of tons of water that are in the ocean or that flow through these big rivers that we see around the world, the Mississippi River being a prime example. And rivers are a powerful force, so much so that rivers go where they choose. Rivers can't be stopped. If you go back and you study and you look at rivers, you will see that rivers change their course pretty often. Some rivers change their course very rapidly. And anybody that's lived by a river, even for maybe 30, 40, 50 years, you can look and you can see that that river's course changes course from time to time. Water is a powerful, powerful thing. You ever been out on a boat, or maybe some of you have been in the ocean, when a storm blows up and those waves are tossing and turning? It's a powerful force when storms come, when waters come. But what does it say here? It talks of the floods and the power of the floods. But what does it say? God is more powerful than that. So even the most powerful things that we come up against in this world, God is more powerful than that. Whatever we are up against in our life, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter how much we may question, I don't know if I'm going to make it through this. I don't know if I can make it through this. We have to remember that God is more powerful than whatever we are up against. Verse 5. Lord, your testimonies are completely reliable. Holiness is the beauty of your house for all the days to come. Your testimonies are completely reliable. So everything we see in God's Word is completely reliable. Every word that was spoken, every word that was written is completely reliable. We can trust in every word that God gives us, every testimony of every event that God has done throughout the Scripture, every miracle that's occurred, whether it's the parting of the Red Sea or the healing of the sick or restoring the sight of the blind, whatever it may be, these are testimonies time and time again of the works of God and the goodness of God and the way that God has delivered His people time and time again. We see example after example after example. And so we have in God's Word these testimonies that testify to who God is, that He keeps His promises, that He protects His people, that He delivers those who are His, that He comes to those who would seek Him. And so we need to realize that. We need to look at those those moments in God's Word where God worked mightily for His people, and know that the same God that worked in the Scripture is the same God who works in our life. The same God who heard the prayers of His people in Scripture is the same God who hears our prayers. The same God who healed those people in Scripture is the same God that we pray for healing for in our lives or the lives of those that we love. The same God that led the people of Israel through the Red Sea and they crossed on dry ground when He parted the waters is the same God that we serve today. He's the same God that works miracles today. He's the same God who reigns today, who reigned then, and who will reign forevermore. And He is our eternal source of strength if we would seek Him. And so does the Lord reign in our life today? Because if He doesn't, when those floodwaters come, when the seas begin to toss and turn and the waves begin to crash in, we will be beaten down and there's nothing we can do about it. But if we allow the Lord to reign in our life, if we seek Him, if we trust Him, if we praise Him, if we allow His strength that envelops Him to envelop us, then God will give us the strength to make it through this world. And His Word promises us that and shows us the truth of that time and time again. So let us trust in the Lord today. Let's pray. Father God, we come to You. We thank You for Your good Word. And I pray, dear Lord, that we would never forget that You are in control. God, we don't understand why You do things the way You do. It doesn't make sense to us. But even Your Word tells us, God, that Your ways are higher than our ways and Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God, we can't comprehend all the things that we see. But God, we can know for a fact that You are in control. And there is nothing that occurs in this world, dear Lord, that is not according to Your plan. So God, even when we are walking in accordance to Your plan and the things that You allow, dear Lord, even the tough things, God, I pray that we would trust You and that even in those things that You would use them to draw us closer to You. I pray, dear Lord, that we would trust You, that we would trust Your Word and the truth of Your Word and the testimonies of Your Word, that, God, as we've seen Your power and Your deliverance time and again, God, I pray that we would see it in our own lives. God, that we would continue to testify about Your goodness, that, God, our lives would be a testimony of Your power to those we come into contact with. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.